Good afternoon. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken across interior New York and New England today, and rain showers will become more common. First in the Mohawk Valley and Catskills by the middle to latter stages of the afternoon, and then as we head toward evening for the rest of the region. Temperatures will have a difficult time climbing with a southeast wind off the Atlantic Ocean combined with a thick cloud cover, and in some places stay in the upper 40s while others will reach the lower and middle 50s. It's all a part of a big but slow-moving storm system in the Midwest, which is headed toward the Great Lakes. Wind energy rotating around this system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is creating severe weather where we have warm and humid air down to our south, while in our region the energy will act on that mid-Atlantic moisture to produce a pretty good rain around here through the midweek period. So as we get into the night tonight, we'll expect more rainfall, areas of fog, and a chilly and damp wind flow off of the ocean, producing temperatures in the lower to mid-40s, and then not much of a rebound tomorrow with a steadier rain or showery weather, keeping it quite cool with a onshore flow and high temperatures only in the 40s to around 50 during Wednesday afternoon. Warmer air will finally arrive for the day on Thursday, and precipitation will become more scattered. Right now, it looks like, though, with another batch of wind energy in the atmosphere, we'll see pop-up showers and maybe even a couple of thunderstorms in the milder air on Thursday as highs reach into the middle and upper 60s. As this system finally punches through the region, we'll be left in a drier but cooler wind flow. Still, though, with the unstable air mass overhead, we run the risk at a few showers on Friday and even a few more on Saturday and Sunday of this week as temperatures go back into the upper 50s and lower 60s for afternoon highs. Right now, it looks like we will not have a completely dry day until the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Alabama and eastern Mississippi. There is also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across a large portion of the eastern United States east of the Mississippi Valley. In the wake of overnight and early morning storms, it remains to be seen if the atmosphere can recover today. Presuming ample heating of the very moist lower levels of the atmosphere can occur, the potential for redevelopment of convection near and ahead of a cold front pushing slowly across Mississippi and Alabama will exist. Given the background of shear, quite favorable for rotating storms, one can expect some storms to become supercellular today, with a risk for hail and damaging winds along with a few tornadoes. The risk will peak from late afternoon through the middle part of the evening. Further east, moderate destabilization is forecast to occur over parts of southeastern Virginia and the Carolinas. Though not as strong as areas farther west, deep layer shear is forecast to be sufficient for organized and rotating storms here as well. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Edinburg, Texas, to a low of 15 at Chemult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain developing and highs in the lower 50s. Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s. And in Buffalo breezy with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 88, set in 1888. And the record low, 27 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening 7:53 p.m., 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with showers developing toward evening, highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight with lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with showers developing later this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Increasing clouds today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with showers developing later this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain, breezy, and raw with highs in the 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm Thursday in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered showers. Friday and Saturday in the lower 60s, back into the 50s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday with highs around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.